fine crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, morning, Amelia. How are you today?
Oh, I'm all right.
That's good. That's good to hear. The big sigh really instills confidence.
Yeah, I mean, you know, things happen. Things come and go. Time moves on. My cell phone's broken.
Oh, no. That is deeply annoying. Phone recommendations for Amelia. Text them in, 5395. What are we talking about in the world of words today, Amelia?
Well, I am going to pwn you noobs with some elite strats this morning.
You're going to what now?
Yeah, because you guys are all sucksaws.
What?
What did you call me?
True hacksaw. So I kind of thought we could talk about leet speak today.
What on earth is leet speak? I don't think I've ever heard of that before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is okay. New to me.
So when I was growing up, I thought this was like a video game nerd thing from the time I was growing up, like from the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, if you were good, you would describe yourself as leet.
Leet.
People who were bad or just beginners are noobs.
Well, noob is one I would use regularly.
Well, then you've heard of leet speak.
Okay.
Do you really say noob?
I do say noob.
Okay, well, there you go. Pwning those noobs. Pwn is another one. There's not heaps of vocabulary. It's more an orthographic thing.
So what is orthographic mean, first of all?
So it's like how you write stuff down. So okay. A lot of it is using a 3 instead of an E.
Yes, yep.
Or if you're very advanced, you can use like a forward slash and a backslash, and that's an A.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But so the thing that, as I have grown older and learned more things about the world, that has blown my brain off is that leet speak is not actually from mid-2000s Counter-Strike dweebs.
Oh, true.
It's 10 years older than the internet.
What? But
really?
It feels so of the internet. Everything you've said has a real, like, early 2000s cyberpunk vibe going
Elon
on.
Elon Musk's baby name vibe.
Yes,
100%. But no, it's from the 80s.
Oh.
So it's from
deep
the
history.
Early days of, of hackers, script kiddies, you know?
So hang on, but those things sound like internet things. Hackers, script kiddie. Like, this sounds to me, as a child of the 90s, like internet speak. What did it mean pre-internet?
Well, I mean, hackers began by hacking phone lines. It was called phone phreaking. That's kind of the
Whoa.
Earliest form of hacking.
Cool.
Because, like, dial tones send, it's like a coded message, you know?
Yes.
And so if you can send the right dial tone stuff, etc. But basically in the 80s you get this kind of like proto internet. It's kind of somewhat like, people are going to get mad however I describe this. It's somewhat like the internet but also not. It's essentially like many computers are connected to a central terminal so you can communicate across things. You know, like how like larger businesses work.
Yeah, I'm following. My basic understanding of computers and the internet is like, this just checks out.
Yeah, and so basically you started having stuff like messaging boards.
Okay.
You started having all of that kind of stuff. And pretty soon the bad boys and the naughty girls and the other people of dubious morality started using these kind of like alternate spellings and coded phrases, partly as like a kind of an in-group out-group thing and partly to get around like filters.
Ah, that's what the teens do on TikTok still. They literally still do that. You can't, there's words that TikTok as a old elder, middle elder millennial.
You're not an elder
I'm
millennial.
Not an elder millennial. I'm like on the cusp, actually, I think, technically here. But I'm not on TikTok. But
keep telling yourself that,
right? Thank you. I do see that, like, there's words, like, you can't write, for example, you can't write sex, and so people write it like S-E-G-G-S, and it's so weird. But this is the same thing. They're trying to get through filters and stuff on TikTok. So this is, like, tale as old as time.
Yeah, you can't say lesbian on TikTok either.
It's, can you not
pretty,
really?
It's pretty homophobic.
Oh,
yeah, I mean,
my God.
We can't really go into that today,
that would
but
be
it's
such
about
a big
advertisers.
Okay, we'll park that one for another day. Whole other world.
But yeah, so basically this started in the 80s and kind of has kept going. And it was in use at least until the end of like the 2000s. And I think it's been somewhat killed by Ready Player One.
Right. In what way?
Well, because Ready Player One is like, oh, this team's called the Sucksaws. Ah-ha-ha.
I see.
And it's very, but it's not. Yes. And it's also aimed at a kind of a broader audience than is like
the
ideal
for
this kind of thing.
I see.
But yeah, so when I was looking into this, I found all kinds of interesting hacker jargon.
Oh, hits. I'm ready.
Including some stuff that has come more into popular use.
Okay.
So MIT in the 80s had compiled this document for all of their like computer programmer dweebs. And one of the terms we've got in here is glitch.
What was its original like
gritch.
Usage? Gritch.
So it's from Yiddish, glitchen, to slide. So it's like originally it's like a disruption in your service, but then it came to mean any kind of problem.
That's so interesting.
It's really fascinating reading this because it explains all of the things. So when it talks about bugs, people nowadays go, "Ah, yes, a computer bug," or like, "Oh, it's got a bug." But they have to explain, oh, this came from telephone exchanges when people would blame scratchy lines on there being bugs.
Whoa, literal bugs.
Yeah. Also Grok, which I think some people just use now, but it's like originally just for nerds because it's from a Robert Heinlein
book. God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
These are great. We're also getting a lot of people talking about pre-internet hackers on the text machine here. Someone says, don't you remember in Terminator 2 when the son hacks the money machines and gets free money, lol? And someone else says, remember...
Iconic moment.
A very iconic moment. Someone else says, remember Angelina Jolie's first movie was Hackers, and that was before the internet.
Extremely good film.
And
lots of skateboarding.
So good. And Grizzy has texted in to say that if they had no money and needed to make a call in a public phone, they would tap the receiver cradle button. If the first number was 3, you tap 7, etc. I don't even know what you're saying, Grizzy, but it sounds very cool and hackery, so that's awesome. I'm sure people who've used public phones around that era will know exactly what Grizzy's talking about here, but not me.
No, nor me.
I do remember dial-up code noise very much, though, like burned into the back of my brain from childhood. That one, that's probably my like big internet memory, I would say. And mum being like, get off the phone, I've got to send an email, you know, that kind of thing. That I do remember that. What else have you got on the hacker lingo for us there, Amelia?
I mean, that's pretty much it. There are lots of the hacking document is interesting to me, but would not be that interesting to explain, I think, a lot of things like, deadlock, a situation wherein two or more processes are unable to proceed because each is waiting for another to do something. A common example is a program communicating to a PTY or an STY, which may find itself waiting for output from the PTY, STY before sending anything to it. It's like a lot of stuff like that, and then every so often it's like, dyke from diagonal cutters.
Wow.
To remove something.
Oh,
dyke it
goodness.
Out.
That is crazy. I'm loving this, though, this foray into hacker slang here. You've picked us a hackery-type song to finish on here, Amelia. What have you chosen this morning?
I have chosen a track by Man Machine.
And what's
it called? And it is called... Is it called Electrogenetic?
It is. All K's, no C's.
All K's, no C's. It's Very cyberpunk.
Very good. Hey, thank you, Amelia Discreet. Have a lovely rest of your day. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure. So long.
Everyone else can keep their internet memories and lingos coming through because I'm enjoying that a lot. 5395. Okay, Rob's come back in to explain the phone tapping thing that Grizzy texted about. So what is it, Rob?
Well, say he's in a phone box, right? The old-fashioned phones you used to pick up.
Yes.
And hold in your hand.
Wow.
You dial, and they say, if it was a three, you dial three, and then you go tap one, two, three. And then the next number, and you go tap, tap. I can't remember what you do if it was a zero. That's the only thing I can't remember.
You don't tap?
You don't tap, I don't know. But it used to work.
Oh, wow. And did you use that often?
All the time.
That's brilliant.
Shh, don't tell no one.
Hacker McGee over here. Someone else has suggested tying some fishing line to a 20-cent coin to hack some 80s spaceys. Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.